You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday and go ETH.
Go ETH. Oh, go my ETH. God.
I'm just going to open it up this way. Go ETH. Thank you for catching up to last week's episode. You know what probably happened is y'all are like, oh, we better catch up because they're going to go live in, you know, a couple hours. Oh, ETH was running. Surprise.
Oh, look at that. We have to catch up, bring it back all the way up to where it's supposed to be. Up, up, go ETH.
Go ETH. We hit all of our targets, like all of our targets. Like the last one was 33.76. We hit 33.70 today. Go ETH. Go ETH. Go ETH. Oh, and we have some more targets. So listen to the show. Write them down. We have more targets. And all of our key dates with volume are hitting key dates. We're hitting on volume. Now, don't forget ETH range trades, right? But we still hit our targets. So there's like a profit pullback and profit taking pullback. And then it pushes through and it hits its targets. Go ETH.
Go ETH. Oh my.
Go so ETH.
We hit all the targets from last week. ETH is on an absolute rally right now. And if you're looking at the chart, we're at 33.35 right now. And
we hit 33.70 today, though. We hit 33.70 today.
Oh, my God. Can I get another go ETH?
Go ETH. It went up 10% just today.
Oh, my.
Go ETH. Yeah, so we wrote it down on our socials. We put it in Telegram in our holder chat. So if you're part of the holder chat, you know what our targets are. We also called it live on LA Talk last week too.
Yep.
And I'm going to call some more targets because again, we have these key dates that bring back volume and cycles. We predict 1 month, 2 months, 3 months in advance. We don't talk about past except to say when we hit our targets, but we're predictive, right? So we're like, we talked last week, we do predictive modeling on financial markets and stocks, bonds, options, futures, day trading, range trading, ETH, crypto, SOL, BTC, BNB, BSC. So we do predictive market trading, and our primary focus has been meme coins. And we also said that meme coin volume was going to come back after the first, and we got our meme coin volume came back also. So go ETH. This is kind of ETH is our marker, right? ETH is like what we judge the rest of everything else because we trade in meme coins that are paired with ETH. And so we predict what ETH is going to do based on volume. And then meme coins follow suit. And we're going to talk about that tonight too. So we're going to talk about targets on ETH, targets on financial markets, what our cycles are happening, what we anticipate is going to happen on the cycles and the run. And I anticipate that we're going to have our next run up. Our target is February 5th. Fed meets the 28th. CPI came out. So everything's falling in place. We're 2 weeks ahead of the Fed meeting. That's usually when we have our run up. And guess what today is?
It's our run up.
It's our run up.
It's following our pattern, our system, our strategy. Everything that we say, it happens. Not financial advice, do your own research. But we've called everything. We found out the patterns in the market, and we share this information with you guys live, so you guys can learn and pick up on these trends also and practice also. All it takes is $10 or a dollar. Throw it into ETH, and you can watch it yourself and watch everything happen live on your phone. You can see all the changes and everything happen. We even do this sometimes too, just to track the markets.
Yeah, the markets, we're hitting all of our targets. But okay, so we just want to say go ETH. We're going to give the numbers. We're going to hit the targets, the numbers that we're going to hit in the next 7 days, the next 14 days. I'm going to announce the targets that we anticipate hitting, also the time frame on the targets too. But so what is today?
Today is the 13th.
January 13th. Time is going by way, 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 way too fast. So the other thing I noticed is we've almost been on the air for 2 years now.
Oh my
like
God.
2 years. So we started in February of 2024. So
Yep.
we've been live broadcasting to y'all on this LA Talk Radio podcast, VCs, AMA spaces for 2 years now. We've been in crypto since 2016, AI since 2019, and owning business for 1,000 years, it feels like at this point. But we've been on for 2 years now. And then we've been predicting the ETH in the financial market cycles for 2 years also. And then we were going back and kind of reminiscing about
As we
when we
do.
first started and started talking about matcha 2 years ago. We started talking about matcha 2 years ago. Like, I've traveled to Japan, and matcha is like an amazing, it's like a strong version of a green tea ice cream if y'all have never tried it.
It's
So,
so
but I
good.
traveled to Japan in 2018 and had matcha. I've like my phone is like blown up with pictures from matcha back then. But what started me on this kick again, and then we started talking about LA Talk. One, matcha is green, so green candles
Green, go up, go east.
go east. Guacamole is green too. Happy Taco Tuesday. Go east. But starting me on this matcha kick is I travel a lot, and I get VIP service when I travel. And when I was checking in, the gentleman was talking about like one of his favorite drinks, and I'm like, "Oh, I get calm drinks. I'll go ahead and get you one also. What's your favorite drink?" And it's like make people happy, right? Give them something that they love. And he said, "Oh, his favorite drink was a matcha frappuccino blended." And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try this. And this was like, I don't know, two
Two
and a half,
years
3 years
ago.
ago.
Yeah.
But I've had matcha when I was in Japan, but I'm like, okay, I normally just order, coffee with mocha when I drink normally. And I'm like, okay, I'll try it out too. So I got him one and me one. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like amazing. It tastes like it brings me back to memories of Japan. And Hawaii, because Hawaii has matcha too, and Japan has matcha. They have like the most amazing matcha. It's really strong because it's like pure, because it's the source, right?
Right.
But having matcha frappuccinos has kind of been like my thing now. Every single time we go on LA Talk Radio, and I've introduced it to a lot of people. Like,
Me included.
yeah, you've tried it. Some other friends have tried it. I'm getting y'all on matcha kicks. And normally I don't drink caffeine past like 10 a.m. Like I'll cut off my coffee, but it's become like a little ritual now. I'll have a matcha at night before we trade, or a matcha like before we go on LA Talk Radio. It's like not
It's the
superstition, but a ritual, like one of those things that becomes a habit.
right. It is a habit.
But now I've adapted mine. Like at first, I didn't know what was in it except for matcha because it was amazing. But now I've adapted it so like I have sugar-free vanilla in it, so it doesn't have sugar, so I don't have to worry about that. It's just the caffeine that I have to worry about.
It's one thing or the other. You either get a sugar buzz or you get a caffeine buzz, and you're in it
Right.
for the caffeine, so you don't need the extra sugar, then you're gonna
I don't. Yeah.
crash
I
sooner.
don't need the caffeine either necessarily because I already am high energy as it is. Go ETH. And I've only had 3 sips so far, so just watch out. It'll all kick in right at the end of the show.
Oh my.
I know, but it's been fun. Oh. The other thing, Jeeps. I'm seeing so many Jeeps. If y'all haven't been listening to the show, we said, think of something, and then if you put it in the forefront and you're aware and you're cognizant of it, you'll start to see it everywhere you look. And we talked about Jeeps on LA Talk, like now it's probably been a month.
I think it's been a little bit over a month, actually. I think we did it in November, early November.
Has it been that long? Oh my
I
God,
think
it's gone by
it
so fast.
has.
So one day alone, within 5 minutes, I think I saw seven of them.
Maybe even,
Seven.
I think it was more.
Seven, like within the parking lot, like everywhere I looked, there were Jeeps. And then I was walking and more another Jeep, walking another Jeep. So Jeep, if you want to sponsor us, no, just kidding.
You probably increased your sales a little bit
I'm like,
too.
yeah, your sales are probably spiked up right now. And here's why. No, just kidding. But so the thing is like you think of like the color blue. I'll explain to y'all who haven't listened to us before. You think of the color blue. And so everywhere you look, like look right now, look around, you're going to see a lot of blue. Like I see chairs in here because I'm traveling that are blue. I see pillows that have blue. My water bottles have blue on it because I love blue. That's my favorite color.
Blue is a beautiful color.
Besides green. So I'm seeing blue everywhere. And then if you close your eyes, Now you think of the color green. We'll say green. Now you have to remember, like, where was green? I was aware of blue. So everywhere I looked, I was thinking of the color blue. But since my eyes are closed, I have to, like, dig deep and think hard where the color green was. And now you open your eyes and now you see green everywhere because you're aware of it. So same thing, we did like a test. We said, okay, think of Jeeps. And so, you know, think of Jeeps. And then when you're driving on the road or you're walking around, you'll be aware of Jeeps. And everywhere I looked, I wasn't even conscious of it. I wasn't even thinking of it. I'm like, why am I seeing so many Jeeps? What's so important about Jeeps? I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
We talked about it. So we need a new Buzz one because I think I've seen over 1,000 Jeeps now in that time period. I think I've seen the whole entire production of Jeeps now.
we might need to change it to just the color green. So the color green we see
green,
is everywhere.
Go green. Yeah, green. Green candles. We'll just think of the color green candles.
That is a very distinct color in my head.
Everywhere we look, we see green candles. Go, Eth. Oh, Eth is... There we go. Here we go, Eth. We're up another 20 right now. Go, yep. Eth. So we pushed through 3376. That was the target. So it, like, went right next to it and had, like, a small pullback just today. And then if it pushes through it, it's on its next leg up. That's how close we are on the breakout for the next leg up and our next targets, which we're going to talk about. If you're in our holder chat, we've posted those targets. A few other people, we posted those targets. Last week on Twitter, we posted the targets and we posted in our holder chat and we also announced them on LA Talk Radio.
Yep.
So we're going to announce those a little bit later on. But, you know, we're here to have fun too. You guys are probably like, go ETH. Oh, wait. just kidding.
I hope everyone's saying go ETH. ETH.
Go ETH. Go ETH. Go ETH. Yeah. So think of the color green. Green matchas. Now you're going to see matcha everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Or green guacamole. I probably shouldn't talk about food because I officially haven't ate yet. and it's Taco Tuesday. Woohoo. So all these buzzwords, they're fun. And if you're mentioning them and other people are listening to LA Talk Radio, then they'll know what you're talking about, which is kind of fun too, right?
That's cool.
If y'all are listening to us, so crypto it used to be underground, right? Where people would be not really talk about it and it had stereotypes. But now it's more mainstream and institutions are involved, businesses are involved, countries are involved. So everybody's switching over to crypto, right? And so crypto has its slang and its buzzwords, which we've been talking about in the last couple of years also. And we, you know, we'll accidentally say a lot of the slang and the buzzwords, not catching ourselves because that's just how we
talk now. It's our nature now.
But it's also the buzzwords have gone over to mainstream. So now people are saying the same buzzwords that we've been talking in crypto for the last 5 or 6 years are now slang words in real life.
and I hear them my little sister, my family, when we did all our get togethers over the holidays, everybody was saying all the keywords from crypto. And mind you, they listen to the show, but they start saying it and then it goes to their friends. And then everyone starts saying it on their social media. So now I'm seeing like, oh, like did you see this? It's super cool. And then they start saying like the names of meme coins and I'm like, what? Oh, okay.
And slang words though too. So like, I'm trying to think of a couple. Now I'm going like drawing a blank.
I know that's where my head's at right now.
We have thousands of slang words that we talk about all the time, and then it just becomes part of conversations. Oh, but the good thing is okay. So if you mention a couple of the buzzwords or a couple of the slang words, you can kind of see if your friends are involved in crypto or if they're listening to LA Talk Radio. If they're listening to us, we have a couple buzzwords, right?
Yep, yep.
So we have Jeeps.
Coke bottle.
Jeeps, Coke bottle, matcha.
Matcha's a big one.
Taco Tuesday. So if you want to find out if your friends are listening to LA Talk Radio or they're in crypto, just kind of mention those things. And if they respond favorably, you're like, so, have you been listening to LA Talk Radio? Have you been listening to Tech Trend Investments? Because they talk about that a lot on there now.
Almost every episode, I hear matcha and Jeeps. What's going on?
I'm big on helping people learn and educating and teaching. And when I do, I use a lot of analogies that are very descriptive. And so that's why we talk this way, because you can visualize it, you can see it, you can understand it. If you think of the color green, you think of green charts and green matcha and green guacamole, you know it's green. And if you're thinking of the color green, you're going to be aware of green everywhere you look. So it's like visual. When people learn, they learn by auditory, so they hear something. They learn by visual, so they see things, so you're going to see stuff. By taste, tasting matcha or guacamole.
Oh, yes.
By touching, like the texture of a cold frappuccino drink or whatever drink you want to drink that's green. Yeah, so people learn and they see things in their head and they visualize it and they assimilate that information. So when we talk about things, we're very descriptive so that you can see it in your head and subconsciously you're becoming aware of it because proof, I saw 1,000 Jeeps, kid you not, in the last month. So, yes, and we do have a Coke bottle one. Our Coke bottle one we'll talk about in a little bit. But we do have Coke bottle, which is basically taking Mentos, shaking up the Coke bottle, and having it explode everywhere. And that's what a chart does when it range trades. So we like seeing charts range trading because we know there's about ready to be a breakout. And ETH for the last 7 days have been range trading in a tight range, so we knew there was going to be a breakout. And ETH has been trading usually around in the 500 range, which means plus 250, minus 250, but it was in a tight 100-150 range for like the last 7 days. And we knew that there was going to be a breakout. Plus, we had targets on our volume, targets on news 2 weeks before the Fed. So everything lines up, right?
Right. And it all aligns with our cycles, news releases, all that stuff. Like, what was today? Today we had the CPI release. Yes, mm-hmm. and that helped a lot with the market, and it timed up perfectly with our expectations too. 2 weeks before the Fed meets, so everything that we mentioned, it like has a pattern, it has a system, it has our strategy, and we talk about it every week, right? We make sure everybody knows it. Make sure everybody knows so that when it happens, you're ready. Just like when we called ETH at the bottom. We called it.
But we know that CPI was going to come out. We know that the Fed patterns historically 2 to 3 weeks before the Fed meets, the market reacts that way and favorable. We know that when certain news comes out, it's going to be favorable. And then we see in advance, that's just part of like the indicators and variables that compound that give you predictive because you go off of past historicals, future events, and then based on what has happened in the past, like if CPI comes out favorable, then the market will rally. If they anticipate the Fed's going to cut rate, the markets will rally. If there's certain things that news come out, like on unemployment, the market will rally. And then if you have it a different way, then the market will reverse, right? So, and then you know the key targets and the key dates. So that's just part of the system and the strategy. But also, you know, end of the year is flat, low volume because people are getting ready for the holidays. Beginning of the year, fresh new start, just like everyone going to the gym. Fresh new start. People get back in investing and trading and get excited. And you have a whole year to figure it out. Fresh new start and then trade, right?
Exactly. Basically, you get yourself ready to get in there and start trading. So you get everything ready, you line everything up, you clean up everything. We have a tradition where we clean up the house and make sure everything is literally perfect and organized right before the new year. And then you go in into the new year and everything's exactly how it's supposed to be, and you're ready to take everything to the next level and progress. That's something that we do to make sure that we're all ready.
Right. And then, you know, it's a brand new year, so you want to start investing. It doesn't matter what it is in, what type of financial market, what type of genre. You can invest in real estate, in land, in houses, in jewels, in crypto, stocks, bonds, options, futures. You can choose what you want to invest in, but just start. Start with $1, start with $10, just start. The whole thing is just start. And if you don't have a clue what you're doing, you take the first baby step and you create an account. Then you take the second baby step and you fund it with $10. Remember, it's your coffee money. It's your matcha money. It's your guacamole money. It's your pizza money. It's your loose spare change that you invest in when you don't know what you're doing officially. And then when you get in practice, in rhythm, you start to understand, you start to have a passion for it, you invest a little bit more. And then when you get more knowledge and you learn more, then you invest a little bit more. But long-term, we're optimism long-term on any type of investment. Remember, think about it this way. Houses have 30-year mortgages long-term, right? Stocks, bonds, options, and futures. Stocks, if you hold and invest over a 30-year period, you're supposed to get an 8 to 12% return. 30 years right there, right? 30 years, most people retire in 30 years. So everything's like a 30-year long-term hold. So think of where crypto was and ETH was like at $100. At one point, it was $1. And it wasn't too long ago. It was in like 2019 or 17. We went over the numbers.
I think it was 2017 is when it all started.
So think of where it will be in 30 years. 30 years. If you invested, if all you did was take $10, invest, stick it away, and come back 30 years from now, you'd see what your price is. Worst case, it was $10 that you invested. It was your matcha that you were supposed to drink. But with tip and all the other stuff, is a little more expensive. But hey, $10. So, and depends on where you're in the world. you know, and the most important thing is, like, you know, it gives you a new skill set. It gives you new information. It changes your brain. It makes you think differently. It opens up more possibilities. If you apply it to this, you're able to apply it to other areas of your life. If you start to think logically and use statistics and data and probability and understand markets and look at charts, you'll see patterns in other areas of your life too. It's not just in charts. So the way that I've always done businesses or I've traded, I've looked for gaps. They call it like arbitrage. So one, when crypto was first coming out, there were different platforms that were selling crypto. One would sell it. So hypothetically, we'll just do round numbers. This isn't the price, but let's say ETH was at $10,000. Because we know one day, do your own research, not financial advice, it'll be at 10,000.
It's going to be there.
So hypothetically, so say ETH was on one platform and it was $10,000. Another platform would sell it for $10,200. So you would have a spread of like $200 from one platform to the other. And in the beginning, what people were doing, because it was new technology, something new and shiny, and not that many people were involved, they would go buy it for $10,000 on that one platform, transfer it over, and then sell it for $10,200. And they would make money on the spread without even having to wait for the chart to go up or down. So if you look for gaps and you look for spreads and you look for arbitrage, you're able to apply that in other areas, not just in crypto. And that's how crypto was in the beginning, right? And now the spread's a little closer because there's more people, there's masses, there's a lot more platforms, there's other options to trade, there's more competition. So they have to be closer in price. But If I go into like one of my accounts, ETH is lower priced than if I go into my other account, it's still a little bit higher. So I'll buy it at the lower account and then send it over to my higher account, and I just appreciated it on my ETH. So that's out there.
That
So
does exist, yeah.
we do the same thing like with meme coins and trading too. We watch charts, we go in at a low entry. We know that if somebody bought in $100, it would move drastically on one token, or if they bought in $100 on another token, it would barely move. And we understand that because we know how to read smart contracts. We know how to have tokenomics, what the percentage that they hold in it, how much is in the LP, what the holder count is. And so we're able to find tokens that have that sweet setup that nobody knows about, enter into trades on those, and somebody buys in $100, $1,000, and it starts to run, picks up volume, and then it hits those multipliers. So when you take one thing from like buying houses, so say there's a housing market and you have the most, do your own research, not financial advice. This is not real estate advice. This is more investment advice. So if you go to a block and it's in a high income neighborhood, it's a high valuation area, and all the houses are over like $2 to $5 million. But then you have one fixer up that's been sitting there and nobody's buying it, and you go in to flip the house and you clean it up. So if it's not pretty, people think of it as a lower price, even though it's great real estate, great location, in a great neighborhood, and the valuation's there, but because they haven't upgraded it, nobody wants to buy it. So you go in, that's why all these flip shows do so well and everyone's watching them. So you go and find one in those areas and then you upgrade and fix up the house. It doesn't take that much to clean up a house, to make it pretty, to give it the value again. And then it'll be comparable to all the other ones. So you just gained instant equity that way. So you do the same thing, you apply it to that, and then you apply it to tokens and you find tokens that are undervalued. Hint, hint, AI signal and AI base right now. Undervalued. Somebody buys in 1,000 to 2,000 in the chart, it's going to go up 20 grand in the market cap. Undervalued. It has a sweet setup. Nobody knows about it. But if you find these gems and find these jewels and you invest, you'll watch the chart run. Then it gets picked up and then volume comes in and it starts to run. ETH, finding the sweet spot on ETH. Finding the range that ETH is trading in. ETH was range trading in that 2950 to the 3447 range, right? It broke out of its range, and so we knew that was a sweet spot, that it was on its next leg up. Broke through its next leg up, and now we're on to the next leg, right? We're in the next range again because we broke through and we're on to our next range again. Finding the sweet spot, finding these gems, applying it to different types of investments, applying it to different areas in your life. One thing applies over here. You can take those tools and resources and the things that you learned by just investing $10 and then see what you learned from it and apply it somewhere else in your life. So yes, maybe that's not your passion, but maybe something else is and you're able to apply the same thing. So I also have a system where I go to casinos and play cards. And I get lots of points because I know, not on cards, but I know algorithms, right? So I know algorithms. Algorithms are in tokens. Algorithms are in housing market. Algorithms are the stock market and all that stuff too. So there's like algorithms, which is basically like a pattern that you can discover. And there's patterns that you can discover. And so I get everything comped. So I get free rooms and food and matchas and but I find patterns, and so I apply it in other things that I love to do too. But we always teach you like low entry, low risk, try something out, see how it is, see if you like it or not. And if you do, then pursue that passion. If not, apply it to something else that you have a passion for. Like, find what your passion is, find what you love to do, apply what you've learned from everything that you've done, and apply it to something else. So they're like stepping stones, they're stacking stones. It's life education. You can use your college education, your life education, and apply all these things to different things. Like there's people who've gotten degrees in like psychology and applied it in business, you know? Like you can, things cross over to other areas too, but the only way to find out is to take that first step and try it. So I'm very excited.
I know.
I'm very happy that people are getting into crypto and ETH and BTC and meme coins. So
specifically sorry. Meme coins. We love it.
Yeah. So yes. Okay. So we're going to teach you a little bit about trading, because trading, remember I said, applies to other areas of your life too, right? So when you invest in anything, you start anything, you want to, say if you want to become a famous basketball player, or you want to become a famous gamer, or you want to become a gymnast or a stock trader or anything that you want to do in your life, you always have to start with that first step. And then you have to practice consistently to get good at what you love to do.
Right.
Like the day one, you're not going to become a home run hitter on a major league baseball team if you want to become a baseball player, right? You have to start in the little leagues and work your way up, or go hit balls and, you know, field and do all different things. And you have to practice every day consistently, but not only practice baseball and then go to the gym and then eat healthy and get your cardio and get your exercise, but it all helps what you do. Right. So anything, like if you're going to school, you're not going to go from kindergarten to a PhD. You have to start in the beginning and you work your way up and you practice things consistently. You get better at what you love and you become passionate at it. Same thing with trading. Like the first time you trade, sometimes you'll have beginner's luck and you're going to hit a home run and you're going to hit that high X, and then it's going to get you pulled in because you get really excited. But you practice trading also. You practice with paper trading. So what we say is like go through the motions, find a token, find an investment, paper trade it, which means that you don't pay any money to trade on it. You don't pay any money to invest. You just say, okay, today's price is, and then you say the price. So you would say like, oh, today's ETH price is, where ETH has been moving while we're on.
33.40.
No, I see it. Okay. It was at 33.50 for a minute. Okay. So, so say it's at, ETH is at that price. So you say, okay, today I'm paper trading. I'm going to buy quote unquote $10 of ETH. And then I write it down. I write today's price, the time it was at, how much I invested on a piece of paper. And then you go and monitor it. Like tomorrow, I'll look at the price and I'll say, tomorrow's price is this. Then I'll go the next day. The next day's price is this. But do the same timestamp consistently so you can gauge and have something to compare to. Or just do it once a week or just do it once a month. But then you lock it in and you practice it. So if you go to invest in like Tesla, you say, okay, today's Tesla stock price is this amount. I'm going to write it down. Hypothetically, if I bought it right now, this is the price I'd buy it at. The next week you look at the price, you say, next week the price is this. Then the following week you look at it and that's the price. That's paper trading. Paper trading is you don't invest any money. You don't spend any money. You just write it down and you go through the motions of what you would do to execute it or to buy it or to invest in it, and then you write it down and you see how you do. Now if you're paper trading, it's easier to take the emotion out of it. The biggest part about investing, especially fast moving investing, is locking away your emotion, because if you're emotional about something, you'll the bottom and you'll buy as soon as it hits the top, because you catch what we call FOMO, that's another word, right?
Yep, that's a big
word. Fear of missing out. So here we go, fear of missing out. So say like you're trading and you're investing and you have large amounts of money in it, you're going to get very emotional when it's range trading. But if you wrote it down on a piece of paper and you said, I'm only trading this, this is the price, and you watch the chart, you're able to watch it logically. So the important things about trading is learning as much as you can, practicing, consistency, taking emotion out, paper trading, and then getting good at what you do and finding what you're passionate about. And if it's something new, learning as much as you can. And if it's something that you find, okay, that was interesting, like go through the motions, try it out, give it a little bit of time, see if you love it or not. And if you don't, take all that knowledge and move it to something else that you're passionate about and that you can apply what you learn from that one thing over to the next thing.
Exactly.
So I invested in real estate. I was doing day trading on stocks, bonds, options, and futures. I was watching charts. I was looking at the price of futures and options. I was seeing arbitrage and spread in options. I still do that. I look for low investments, can't talk, with high returns. So my goal when I traded, I've learned that the best way to invest is to go for a break even and catch long shots. Little investment, break even, de-risk, take out your initial investment, and then ride for free. So everything that I do, like when I invested in houses, I would buy two, I'd flip one, take the equity out, put in the other, and then I just hedged my position against ups and downs in the market. And then if I day traded, I would take out my initial investment and then I would let the profit still ride for free. When we're trading tokens, as soon as it hits a 2x, we de-risk, which means that you take out your initial investment, you put it back in your pocket, and you're riding on profit. So if a token starts at a 2K market cap and it goes to 4K, you invested $10, it went to $20. You take out your initial investment of $10, you put it in your pocket, and then you have the other money still in there. You can take out little pieces of profit as it going green candle up. And as soon as it hits its targets on its profit, you pull a little bit out and then you ride for free because you're riding on pure profit. You apply that in other areas. I'm trying to think of some other investment areas. People buy cars. People buy exotic cars and have spreads on arbitrage. They buy an undervalued Ferrari because I was just watching. Ferrari races? Yeah. And F1. So they buy an undervalued Ferrari and then they, clean it up and then they flip it for a profit because there's arbitrage. There's a spread. So anything that you love to do, there's probably a way to invest in it. Anything that you love to do, there's something that you can learn from it. Anything that you love to do, you can become a master at it if you practice consistently, you take emotion out of it, and, you learn as much as you can. So,
And that's all it is. Is you practice, and you take the knowledge that you've gained from every aspect of your life, everything that you've learned. It could be from school. It could be from a gym class that you went to in high school. Any sort of knowledge that you've gained is value that you can apply elsewhere. Practice. Figure out what works for you, and then apply it. And you can apply it everywhere, right? You can go in like I did. I was reselling sneakers. You'd buy them low and then sell them high. And you'd find and I was just really and I really enjoyed sneakers, so I just took it and I found a way so I could always have one of the pairs for myself and the rest of them, and I just ride that for free, and that'd be my personal pair. You can do that with anything. If you like art, right? Let's say you want to buy pieces of art, you can buy one and then. And you can buy two pieces and then sell one, and then the other one you just have for free, and you can hang it up in your home and have a nice piece of art. You can do that with absolutely anything. So learning the system, learning the strategy, taking the knowledge that you've gained, practice, take your coffee money, it's all it takes, and you paper trade even, and you can get so far with anything that you do. So far.
But then there's also the other thing, is like some people don't like to spend the time to learn or figure it out.
That's part.
So that's what we do for you. That's also why we built out the AI predictive bots that takes all of the data, all the resources, all of the knowledge, and compiles it into an AI predictive bot, and then finds the lowest entry with the highest potential return, so that it comes to you and all the information comes to you directly. So if you want to fast forward your speed, fast forward your learning. It's like going into kindergarten and then getting a neural chip and fast forwarding to your PhD and understanding everything. That's what the bots do for you.
That's exactly it.
Do
it
our
already
bots
gives you everything.
Yeah, so we still want you to learn. We still want you to understand. And we come on the show so we can explain why things do what they do. But all of this knowledge, all of this information, all of these resources, all these years of trading and everything that arbitrage
knowledge.
And cycles and politics that affect the economy and news that comes out and rate cuts and mortgages and housing and everything is built into the bots so that you have it at your fingertips and it gives you the information instantaneously on the lowest entry with the potential highest return based on system, strategy, statistics, probability. And now I think I'm up to 800 million points of data.
Oh my. We talked about it at 600 million. We say 600 and then now we're at 800 million, but
800.
There's a big reason for that. There's
right.
a big reason.
We've been auto trading. So we've been auto trading and we did 35 million requests in 7 hours. 35 million requests.
That's a lot.
In 7 hours. Yes. So we get like price of the token and then it combines all the information and then spits it out. But so we've built out these predictive bots 3 to 4 years ago. So it gives you all the information that we've been talking about for 2 years combined with AI using statistics, probability, science, data, information, and then scans the 50,000 tokens down to the top 100 to 200, gives that information to you so you can make an informed decision with analytics and not have to have your PhD in tokenomics like we do, basically.
Basically.
Because it gives you that information. And that's why we're able to predict ETH 2 to 3 months in advance. That's why we're able to find the lowest entry on a token. That's why we're able to find arbitrage and find a token that we know is going to run based on the tokenomics and the data and the information that's provided. That's why we're able to scan the 50,000 tokens and find the top 100 or 200 to make your life easier and fun.
Who doesn't want to have fun trading, right? I know I do.
Yeah, and so we're actually going to be trading tonight, y'all, so go ETH.
Go
so
ETH.
We're going to give, so last week, we called out, I have it in TG, what we called.
Yep, I have them too.
So last week on LA Talk, well, it's on my ex account too. I'm not going to say my ex right now, but I'm going to say what the numbers were. We called on LA Talk what we said our target's going to be. So stay tuned. This is really important. We're going to give predictions for ETH now. Go ETH. Here we go. So last week on LA Talk, these were our targets. We posted on the socials. We posted in the holder chat. We said we were going to hit 3310, 3327, 3347, 3357, and 3376. This was last week, predicting for this week.
1 week in advance.
Today, we hit so far up to 3370.
Go ETH.
So we hit all of our targets. The week before, we hit 10 of the targets. This we only called out 5 last week, so we hit all 5 targets. We're 6 points away from the 3376, so I'll give that a win. Now, here's the thing. We are so close to that jump. Once we break through that 3376, we're on our next leg up, closer to the 34, the 35, the 36, the 37, the 38, the 39, the 4,000. I also said this year, do your own research, not financial advice. We didn't say that enough this time. 2 all-time highs. I'm predicting 2 all-time highs. I'm anticipating 1 near somewhere in March.
Yep.
And 1 somewhere near in June. I'm anticipating that ETH is going to have a good run at least till June or July. Once we get closer, I'll give you even a better date and what I anticipate on the breakouts after that. But I'm predicting that far in advance right now. So Our all-time high was 49.60, I think, and change. I anticipate that we'll break that twice
Oh.
in the next 5 months. The Fed meets January 28th. They don't anticipate a rate cut, but if they do, the market will rally heavily. CPI came out favorable towards a rate cut, so it could be in play again. The market predicts 2 weeks to 3 weeks in advance of what they think the Fed's going to do and what's going to happen with the economy. We had our rally today. That's 2 weeks in advance. So there's a potential for a rate cut. If there is, the market will rally heavily because nobody expects a rate cut. Doing research, not financial advice. Our targets, 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 targets. So we have to adjust our numbers because
Because
they're
we've been
all, and I'm going to say these out of order because they have some new numbers, but so we're already past that one. We're already past that one.
that's the best feeling though. When you look at the numbers and you start to see the targets that we've called, and then oh, we passed that one. Oh, we passed that
We
one.
already
Oh,
hit it.
and that
We already
one. Oh,
hit
next one.
it.
Oh, that one. Yep. And we
Yeah,
that was 10
I'm
times
like,
the
oh,
last
here's one.
episode.
Nope, we already got that one too. We already hit that target. So I guess, oh my goodness. So I'm looking like I usually gauge it like a month, and then now I'm having to go almost to a year just to get our next targets because we're about ready to skip so much higher through. We have about a 1600 that we can jump to. Right, which is like increase 50%. 50% to hit all-time high, which is not unreasonable. So hypothetically, you invested $1,000, it hits its all-time high, you now have $1,500. Do your own research, not financial advice. That's how much it can increase. We went up 10% today alone. 10%. We go up another 10%, we're at 3670. We go up another 10%, we're at over 4,000. Go up another 10%, 4,400. Another 10%, we break our all-time high. We did 10% in one day.
It's
One
possible.
day. One
It's possible.
day.
It's gonna
One
happen.
day.
Not financial advice, do your own research.
So to hit our all-time high is only 50%. If we did 10% in one day and just increase 10% in increments, we'll hit our all-time high in just four increases. That's all it takes. Because each time you
Go.
go, it multiplies on top of it and compounds. So our targets, targets, targets. So I did write them down though. I'm gonna just call it the ones that we have. Because I'm trying to find ones that are like even closer, but we're jumping. So we have 3376, and then we jumped to 3475, y'all. So 3475 from 3376 is only 100. That's 3% for it to jump. That's not much. We did
That's not a lot
10%
at
just
all.
today. So 3475, we have 3582, 3630, 3709, 3743, 3749, 3764, and 3799. I'm going to leave it right there. We have more, but I'm going to put those at our targets. And to do that, it only has to go 10% and 10% to get there. That's not that much at all.
That's not a
Remember, we
lot.
did 10% in one day. So 3475, 3582, 3630, 3709, 3743, 3749, 3764, 3799. I'm going to post these. I'm calling them out. We have 2 years before 2 years, 2 weeks before the Fed meets. CPI came out. Doing research, not financial advice. We've been trading in a tight range. Tight ranges before a breakout always happen. We've been doing a tight range before the breakout. So we did 3050 to 3150 was our tight range. We're now past that in an up leg motion. We're sitting at 3332 right now. We break through that 3376 again. We're on our next leg up. Do your own research, not financial advice. And we all hope you have an
Yes.
amazing week. Have fun. Go look for the color green. We're going to say green now.
Green.
Go look for matchas and guacamole, because then you'll always be hungry. No, I'm just kidding. See matcha and guacamole everywhere you go. We'll come up with another car next week. But
yeah.
But yes. So happy Taco Tuesday, you all. Go eat.
Go eat.
Do your research, not financial advice. Go eat.
Go eat. Have a great week, everybody. And we'll see you guys next Tuesday for another episode.
Woo-hoo.
Let's go.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.